Welcome to Epic Life,
a podcast about what totally rocks,
who's out to lunch,
things that are happening to us,
and things that have happened at us. Hi.
Hi,
I'm Sarah Hennessy.
I'm Rachel. I just woke up.
Yeah, she surely did. I did knock on her door to say, we're recording in 10 minutes.
Sorry.
And our amazing,
God, funny, cool, awesome girl in the entire world.
One of the best people out there. Give it up for Kenise Mobley.
Oh, my God.
Everybody.
That makes me feel really nice. Thank you.
Welcome, Kenise. How are you?
Here. I'm doing well. The listeners don't know, you guys have a space that is designed for coziness. And even during, we recorded room tone, just even during that, I was like, wow, the light fixtures, the hanging plants. You're inspiring me. I'm going to also create a sense of coziness like this.
Your place is cozy too. But yeah, this has been, it's really, I've always really wanted a place where people could just stop by and feel really good sitting in here. That's like was always my dream.
Okay,
vibe.
I live so close by.
Yes, you do.
Could I stop? Like, I'm baking a lot
now,
I'm trying to like increase my cooking skills or whatever. Could I stop by with like a treat?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you kidding me?
Oh my god.
We got a gluten free girly over here.
Oh,
just so you know.
And sorry, that's good because truly, yesterday I baked a bunch of bread and I was like, oh, I'm gonna make bread pudding, but I'll make a different thing for you.
And if you want to bring bread pudding, Sarah will go nuts on it.
I'll eat obviously everything. I'm not afraid of having a delicious time.
I got a container from Too Good To Go, like a nice glass bakeable container that I feel comfortable like leaving with people because I didn't pay for it.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah, I will bake you.
Too Good
To Go gives away like cut like
not
stuff?
Too Good To Go. Oh my god.
Oh, yeah.
This is
buy
Facebook.
Nothing. Buy
yeah,
nothing.
Buy nothing.
Too Good To Go is also so
I love
good.
Too Good
I don't,
To Go.
Hold on, tell me what's that.
My
I don't
roommate
know what that is.
At my old house used to do it every day where any restaurant or eatery or supermarket
kitchen or
that has stuff that's like expiring tonight will just post on Too Good To Go like come get like a big bag of bagels or like a bunch of sushi or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can go get a shit ton of food for free because
it's
they
not
just
free.
Oh, sorry.
It costs like a little bit of money, but like
so
truly a small
cost.
Amount
yeah. mm-hmm.
that makes it worth it for them because it's not just in the trash
exactly.
and worth it for you because you're getting a ton of stuff for super cheap. All bagel places are on it, yeah. hands down. But then there's like four patisseries in this neighborhood that are on it, like
Bianqui.
Yes, Bianqui is on it. Yeah,
I don't know that place.
It's a French bakery, and it's like hoity-toity, and they charge like $15 a loaf. But on Too Good To Go, it's like $3.99, and you get like big loaves. And so I've made bread pudding out of Bianqui a lot.
That sounds great. And then you just have somebody over, and you make some like garlic bread or something.
Yes.
You just have to make it happen that night. And do you know what? I love the drama of a ticking clock.
It's awesome.
That sounds
free. Like with bread, freeze it.
I love getting free stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, I really feel like I can change myself to be better hearing this. That's so cool. Kenise, I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you so much.
What's
for
going
me.
On? You were just on vacation.
Yes, I
Where'd
went
you go?
To Cancun for 6 days, 5 nights with my family. This is the first vacation with my family that we've all taken together in like 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And so it was
like, it okay or was it totally weird?
There were some weirdnesses.
Of course.
Is it a big family?
How it's nine people? People, so it's...
Oh!
No. Some of that's children. But
okay,
it's like
cool.
My
Half
mom,
people.
Me, my twin sister, her husband, their kid, my older sister, her husband, their two children.
Oh my God.
So were you the only one riding solo?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, that's so
well,
mind-boggling.
My mom's riding solo, technically.
Oh,
so
hell yeah. That's awesome.
We got a three-bedroom place in Cancun. And so my mom and I shared a bedroom, and then each family had a bedroom. But thankfully, each person had their... Like, each bedroom had its own bathroom, so we weren't murdering each other.
Yeah,
and you didn't have to deal with children, respectfully.
I had to deal with them.
Okay, totally. But not at bedtime.
Yeah, not at bedtime.
Thank
it
God.
Wasn't like, hey, if you breathe, they're going to wake up. So, like, constantly police yourself because they're small. and they don't know anything. And they wake up at the drop of a hat. So.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Did you have a nice time?
I had it. That's what my sister kept asking me. She was
Are
like,
you having a nice time?
Yes. She's like, you're doing this thing that I see that you do where you just like go into work mode, but I don't see, are you like enjoying yourself at all? And
like, were you like work mode like you were doing work or like work mode like like an energy to get through something?
An energy to get through something.
Hell yeah.
I really identified
it.
Yes.
I feel you on that.
Yes.
I get like that when I'm like, when I have to do family stuff too, I think I do get stressed. And so then I'm just like kind of parsing out the time and being
I was like, I'm gonna wash the dishes. I'm gonna make something to eat. I'm gonna go for a walk.
Someone
like,
has just- to.
Yeah. I know. It's hard to just relax and like chill. I don't know why it's so loaded. This is why life is crazy.
I got screamed at so much during Christmas because I kept being like low energy, and they were like, "What's up, Rachel? Like, why aren't you participating?
Whoa,
why don't you
whoa,
talk?"
Whoa, whoa.
And I'm like, you guys don't understand what it's like to live in New York City. Every day I run a 3 marathons and then I do 100 push-ups.
Yeah.
And then somebody like squawks at me from like the top of a building, like a goose.
It's a goose.
And I'm like,
is that the mayor?
Imagine. Yes. I don't know. Just kind of the feeling of people like,
yes.
Or yeah, or being, yeah, perceived and judged.
Receiving rage and feelings.
Yes.
And
I'm just like, always.
I'm tired in like a big way. Please let me nap and like let me go through dinner not really saying that much
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, totally.
It's not we have personal. A deep exhaustion. Just let us recuperate like a little bit.
And they just yeah, don't totally. Understand.
And there's something about going home and we revert, whether it's home or in Cancun with a family, we're reverting to some yes. sort of like adolescent behavior.
And a comfort that we don't feel with anyone else. So I can be like, you shut up.
Yeah, yeah. You can suck and they're still suck, yeah. stuck with you. But yeah, but you've all, I remember, Rach, you already made like the declaration. You're like, when I go home, I shut down. I can't wait to just sleep the whole time.
But you are like, you're like, I have to get through this. So you kind of hustle.
Yeah, and like also, my twin sister was like paying for the place.
Yeah.
And she paid for my flight down there because like we planned it where I was going with just them to help them watch their kid.
Uh-huh.
And then suddenly my mom was like, can I go too? And then my older sister was like, well, everyone's going without me.
Yeah.
And so it became this much bigger thing.
They'll pile
and
I was on.
Like, yeah, I didn't pay for my flight. So you know what? I'm going to be
that's awesome.
Really helpful.
Totally. You
know, as much as I can. So I'm like, going to watch the kids. So I'm going to do this.
Hey, that sounds like a responsible vibe.
But it's also like, if I'm doing these things, we don't have to talk deeply. Or I'm not being like, what are you doing? Or like, yeah, I'm working mm-hmm. and I'm mm-hmm. getting through this.
Mm-hmm.
And then I am kind of looking forward to being home and just falling asleep on my couch playing a mobile game.
Dude, yeah, totally. For sure. Okay, but when you came in here, what were you talking about? Free stuff in our neighborhood?
Yes.
Can you explain that to me? I want to be a part of it.
Yes. Okay, so Facebook Buy Nothing groups. And you have to be approved to be part of it.
And you're part of the Crown Heights one?
The Crown Heights one, yeah. Because okay. there's actually a Crown Heights West and a Crown Heights East
what
one.
Are we?
I think we're East.
You're because East?
Oh. I have no idea. I have no idea.
No, I'm just surprised because I'm West.
Shredded wheat. No, it then
might,
we must
the border
be West.
Might be No Strand or New York Avenue.
Oh, I think we are probably West because I was in East when I was over there, which was by like whatever that part is. That
you're by
Park
Franklin.
Slope. Maybe it's really? Park Slope.
Maybe you're in Park
if you're by Park Slope, then that's yeah. West.
Totally, and that's where I was.
Okay, I'm in West, so yeah.
Okay.
And then yeah, like all of the neighborhoods, like Park Slope has their own, Greenpoint has all of them have their own. But it is a Facebook group, and sorry, you have to be on Facebook. But people post like, "Hey, I have this," and for the collaging because you came over to do
yes,
collaging
I went
at my house.
Hey, everybody, guess what? Right on New Year's Day, or was it New Year's
it was
Day?
New Year's Day.
Kenise invited a bunch of different comedians to come over and do like vision board collaging and eat snacks and talk about life.
Yeah,
and so you
so
better
nice.
Believe that I. Sauntered over there.
Oh yeah,
about a 4-minute walk. You yes. know I'm loving that. And I went up and I saw your awesome apartment.
Thank you so much.
And I left with so much stuff.
Oh yeah, because I was like, hey, do you need an espresso maker?
Oh yeah, I got the espresso maker. Yeah. I also got a salad bowl with two big wooden
perfect.
Salad spoon and fork things.
It. And I
the way you were like, take it. And you had all those clothes you're giving away, but it was so fun because I was hanging out with all these comics that I don't usually really interact with, and it was so nice to be like.
Good.
I don't know, kind of like to shake things up and to chat with new people was awesome.
Yes, that's what I wanted.
But you got all those magazines.
All those magazines I got from our Buy Nothing group because someone was like, hey, I've got a bunch of magazines. And I'm like, can I come and take them? But truly, if you post anything, so I have posted for furniture that I was trying to get away, things I didn't want to carry down the stairs, honestly.
Yeah.
Someone will come up to your place, take it, and da da da. But also, I don't want weirdos to come into my house, whatever.
Yes, yes.
But whatever you want to post to get rid of, post it on there. Whatever you are looking for. Like, I've gotten, oddly, like, very specific clothes. Someone's like, I'm giving away this top. Just a single top. And I'm like, it's my size. It's my style. Can I have that top? And they're like, you want, like, oftentimes multiple people will post, like, I'm interested in that top, but they will select someone from the comments and then that person will get the top. So I have like three tops from there.
Okay, hold on. So you got the top because you kind of shone in the comments?
I like this word.
You really have to
Sean.
Pitch it.
Sean, I like that.
Is that wrong? Shined. Sean?
Sean.
I like Sean better.
It sounds amazing.
You Sean in the comments.
That just, it sounds so pleasant and almost like England old, but cool.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's like my boss.
Like
nobody else gonna notice that but you.
Sean.
So thank you.
Yeah. Well, the other day I heard the word akimbo. I haven't heard this. That except for in a song.
Kimberly Akimbo?
No, there's the it's musical. Just when your hands are on your hips. I think that's really? Nice.
What do you mean? Like this?
It's like when they're
just
all
just kind of relaxed on your hips.
That's called akimbo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that... Okay, Rachel does a lot of amazing photography, so I wonder if you'll kind of use this direction with people.
I did say it, and a girl was like, what are you talking about?
Well, they
and
I was like,
you gotta, totally. You'll be educating people as you go.
Totally. I'm such a bitch. It's annoying when you're trying to direct
telling
people.
Telling people what facts are makes you a bitch.
I get, you're so right. Oh, my God. I need to...
We all have a lot of learning to do.
I need to grow out of that.
It sounds like...
You're
in
school, and you're like, why is every teacher a bitch?
Oh my God, they all want me to learn stuff, fucking bitch. Yeah, okay, awesome.
Yes. Oh my God, akimbo. Is that what I've never seen that
I
musical.
No, I have not seen that
it's
musical.
It's about an old lady
but
who's
it won, right?
It's a child who's
getting
looks old.
Or no, old but going young. Is it Benjamin Button vibes?
Yeah, it's like a kid with like a problem.
Oh, then that, there's a movie about that. Yes. Jack. It's got Robin Williams. It's from the early 90s where he's like just physically growing very quickly, and so he's in like second grade and he is Robin Williams and he's like having to be
that stuff makes me so sad.
Yeah. But then there's also Billy Madison where he's like 42 in second grade and that's it's
he
like
shouldn't be.
There's no medical problem but we're loving every minute of it.
So I don't
and
know
Dan
why
Licata.
That
and
makes Dan Licata, me sad just because it's like are you making fun of a mentally handicapped person?
That
like,
is the problem with Billy Madison and much of Adam Sandler's comedy in my opinion.
It's a lot big problem in the 90s I'd say.
Yeah. It was just the vibe.
Watching anything that didn't take place lately for every movie is always really like, how much longer will it be till something horrible?
Someone says the R word pretty much 10 minutes in or 15
and then you have
in.
To kind of make a choice with all the people you're watching with. You're like, are we gonna like it,
we're all we're acknowledging just this was bad.
Exactly. It's like we all are holding hands and stepping through the threshold of being offended. That's crazy. So what was the last thing that you got from that group?
The last thing I got from Too Good To Go, I think, or no.
Too Good To Go.
Buy Nothing Group.
Oh, Buy Nothing Group.
Buy Nothing Group. The last thing I got was a coral colored top, and coral isn't really a color that I play with, but I was
I'm sure you look amazing.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey, if I'm, I like experimenting with new clothes and styles and always kind of advancing in that. And so it's like, hey, if you don't have to spend money and you can try a new style. Exactly. So it's a thing. It has, I think, little stars on it. And I often don't really wear polka dots like that. And this is akin to polka dots, but it's little stars. So I'm like, okay, I'll give it a shot. And it ties at the waist, encouraging me to continue wearing high-waisted either skirts, pants, or just letting my midriff show a little bit.
Go
which
a little
I never
crazy.
Do.
Yeah, I love that. Shit. Yeah, hold like on, that's great.
A springtime, like, hey, when springtime comes, start incorporating this into the wardrobe. See what
wow,
I think
so
it is
cool.
The most exciting thing when someone who used to fear their midriff showing is just like, I can do this.
I can do
and
this.
Then it's like everyone can do it. Like
it's
it
allowed?
Feels so good.
What?
And it's really cute.
Not only is it allowed, it's beloved, and it's like people want all different body shapes to do it. Because it empowers
awesome.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Hey, that's so cool, dude. I think that's like really what a cheap way to start a new full vibe.
Also, clothing swaps. I love clothing swaps.
It's brilliant because we all like buy stuff that we don't really need or we just wear it enough and we're like, I've loved this so much. And then we give it to someone else and it feels so good. And then you see them wearing it and you're like,
yes.
It lives on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And like if you really need it back for something like a shoot or something, you're like, can I borrow that?
Yeah.
And usually people are down.
Yeah,
it's the
you're
best
really
thing
good
ever.
At that, Rachel. You've given people a lot of important
other?
Pieces.
Thank you. I have a group chat with girls with a similar body shape and dumpers.
Bags of clothes that I did that weren't given away on New Year's Day.
Oh yeah.
I'm like constantly like, hey, how do I participate in a clothing swap where we can do this?
Yeah, totally. Didn't you
sometimes
do one?
You
on...
gotta just call over the people who you know will take it.
Yeah. Didn't you do one at like Littlefield?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was working with, oh my God, I know her name.
Marion Ways?
Yes. I was like,
yeah.
Don't say my age.
I don't know why I know it. She's only booked me twice on her show yet. I can't stop saying her name fully.
Marion Ways, because it's on the email, it's on the social media, but she is in LA. I think she's working on After Midnight, but she's also doing some other things out there.
Oh, dang. That's cool. She's producing on that?
Maybe. She's just doing cool shit.
Oh, that's what's up.
But she no longer lives here. So it's like, how will I get Littlefield to do it? But I also want, okay, here's my dream. I want to reach out to Littlefield, and I probably can just email them and be like, is this a possibility? I want to do a clothing swap that starts at like noon, right?
Yeah.
Get that clothing swap. We're clothing swapping from noon to three. Clear out that stuff. Send it to a Goodwill, whatever. And then I want an old person club. Okay. What I mean by that is like, essentially millennials, you're Gen Z.
I guess I'm cusp.
You're cusp? You look real Gen Z.
Thank you. I don't really connect with their lifestyle.
I understand that. That is
Rachel is the wisest person I know.
Your advocation, whatever, for the midriff, that feels very Gen Z to me. Because sorry, I have all of the issues
of course.
A millennial. I don't show my stomach like that.
Totally.
But I want to embrace that. But essentially, millennials, we are tired. We are sleepy. We don't want to compete with a 20-something to get a drink at a bar during a club. And I had my first solo show. I had it at 5 o'clock on a Saturday, and people were like, thank God.
Like the relief that hushes over the crowd.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, oh, we can just go out to dinner afterwards and then be in bed at a reasonable time. What?
Heaven
so what I want is, because I'm not a go to the club all the time lady, but I want like a once a quarter dance party that I can go to and potentially meet other people and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I want it to be at like 4 p.m.
A billion.
Like that's 4 to 7, because then you can kick everybody out and then have Littlefield for the shows and stuff at night. But truly 4 to 7, we're playing the hits that you have fucking heard of.
And we'll need to make that happen. Are you doing it?
I'm going to reach out to them.
What's it going
to
be called?
Old club? No, millennial disco party or something, but...
That's awesome.
Yeah, where it's just like...
that's why people love like Mr. Sundays or whatever. What's that thing that happens at nowadays that's at daytime? That too.
Wait, what is this? I've never heard of this.
Oh, Daybreakers is the morning rave.
And it's usually sober, right?
Yeah, sober morning rave.
Imagine mostly sober, but like some cocktails. And imagine like a light cocktail, which is like truly, it's some half soda. Water and then like half iced tea and then a little bit of alcohol so that you have energy, but you're also hydrating. And it's like $5 because it's got nothing in it.
Oh my
God. Dude, I think you're a genius.
Thank you so much. That's very nice. But I want this to be a reality because I used to like going to clubs occasionally. And I want to do that and dance to music I've heard of, pepper in a few new things, but then go like walk outside and it's still a little bit sunlight so I can just get dinner with. Maybe I met some people. I don't know. But
yeah, so it's almost like happy hour, but for dancing.
Yes.
Okay.
That's
right. I think that's great. Yeah, we'll go.
Okay. And you can do like. Some people do shrooms during the day. Some people do Molly during the day. And it's like a nicer experience than, oh, we're like exhausted.
And when you're trying to like fumble your way home and then you're like, it's 4 a.m. and you're like still kind of like grinding your teeth or whatever.
Yeah, I talk to a lot of like a few of my friends who love to like rave still. It's like a lot of them do it sober style, but they do like just leave their house at 1 a.m. to go to head there. And I'm like, that gives me anxiety. Like, I don't want to do that. I'm sorry. Like, I won't participate. Like,
so imagine that, but earlier in the day.
I mean, yeah, sign me up.
Okay. Because also, like, if you take the train, like, I'm really trying not to use Uber as much. I'm really trying to take the train, even if it's later at night. But, like, if it's after midnight, sometimes the train is like, yo, people are living here, and, like, yo, this person's having an episode.
It can be dangerous. Yeah. They have to be careful.
I really hate the like Livonia to Junius like walk.
Yeah.
Because it does not feel like, it just feels like if I was trying to like rob people or like fuck someone up, that's where I would go. There's like no people and it's so long and like that one bridge where there's like nothing that's seeing you. And I'm like, I don't know. It just like is scary.
It is.
And last night I like was doing it and I was like, oh yeah, like this sucked. And then I got on the platform and this guy who had left the station was back on my platform and I was like, because I watched, he like, we made eye contact as I was coming and he was going, and then he was back and I was like, that's not good. That's not good at all. Mm-mm. And it was just me and him in the entire place and I was
I don't
like
that.
Oh, I don't like this at
all. No.
And then I like was about to get on the train and like the conductor goes and like pointed to a different car and I like looked in and some guy was like humping the ground and I was like, yeah, it's no problem. Like, I understand there's nowhere else to go and stuff, but I'm like, it is stressful when it's like, that's my option. Or like, if I had accidentally bopped in, I'd be like alone with this guy on this car and been like, I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know. It is. Yeah. That is so upsetting. I remember I think it was like New Year's or whatever. Mm. I was making the same transfer and there was some really sketchy people up on the platform. Yikes. So I did, what I did was like, I just walked back down to where like you pay or whatever. Yeah. And I just like hung out there, look like chilling and like looking at my phone while I waited for the train to come. When I heard it come, I just ran up and jumped on a different car than them. But it was like, I have to do all this sneaky shit to not yeah. get talked to or harassed yeah. or whatever. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like really alarming because you want to save, because it can be like, it would have been like $50 because it yeah. was surging to get home.
Yeah.
And it's like Bushwick to yeah, here.
Yeah, it was nuts. But anyways, oh, gosh, I'm sorry that happened.
It's
but
okay. It was totally fine and I was safe. I just was like, it is stressful that this is like the better option than spending $20.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But imagine yeah. you're going to a party and you get out and it's like those people haven't gotten on the train yet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think
and
you
like
do it.
Not being drunk at 2 a.m. or something, you know, like what a relief.
You have time to like eat a meal, drink like a couple glasses of water, pee it out, and then go to bed so that when you wake up, you don't feel like
insanely bad.
Yeah, I don't even drink anymore, but yeah, I remember
I legit
that
think
feeling.
You're a genius.
Yes, I think that's so smart. So, what's going on in comedy? How's it going? Are you loving it?
That is a great question. I'm always conflicted about it, and
yeah,
I'm always like,
that's real.
Should I move to a small town and work in a bakery or a coffee shop or something? Because is this life sustainable at all? What are we yeah. doing? What are we
I
doing?
I like that you have, I think, a good, you seem to have a good balance of like talent, hustle, and then also community bonds. Like it's important for you to be connecting with people, having people over to your house, making up events for people to go to, but also you put on your solo shows. You're yeah. always involved in doing like really cool
Thank
shows.
Thank you so much.
Well.
You're extremely beloved. Like yeah. everyone has nice things to say about you yes. in a way that's really lovely.
They well, like
that
you.
That makes me feel really good because oftentimes I feel like no one likes you.
Oh my gosh. It's because you live alone, so you don't have a roommate to remind you how much people love you.
Well, thank you. But yeah, I do live alone, but I do feel like, well, if you don't do these things, no one will talk to you. So sometimes I have that fear.
So that's the reason, that's one of the impetus to like,
yeah.
to connect.
There probably is part
connect.
Of it where it's like, hey, if you
smart.
Don't plan it, no one will invite you. So you got to plan something. You got to plan something. You
well, it's kind of, yeah.
In kind of a way, sometimes that's true in New York City, but like of everyone, like where like, if you're not around, people like don't remember to invite you to, or like, you know, mm-hmm. like it really is kind of like that. So yeah. you're not totally insane for that, just so you know. But it is like when you're around, everyone loves you. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
And like, it's mostly just like, if you're ever like, I shouldn't leave my house because people don't like me. It's like, no, no, leave
you
your house.
Leave
people love your...
the people
yeah,
like
because
you.
Because people
outside,
maybe don't remember so, yeah. to invite, but they haven't seen you, but they need you back.
Okay.
You know I'll, what I mean? It's always that. Yeah. It's never like they don't like you.
Seriously, I will write Littlefield today because I was supposed to have my solo show there.
Yeah, so I think you canceled. I didn't want to pry.
It's okay. The ticket sales were very low. Mm-hmm. And it was Friday before the show was on Tuesday. And I was like, okay, if I cancel now, I don't have to pay the photographer, the opening, the guest, da 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 da. Mm. But if I cancel like day of, da da da. So I was like, I think I'm going to go ahead and cancel it.
It's normal to have like only like 40 pre-sales there.
I had less than that.
Okay. Then I maybe made the right call.
And also like that week, which was last week. Wait, what's
rainy.
Today? Thursday?
Today's Thursday.
Oh, well, then it was two days ago. It was supposed to be on Tuesday. But last week, my dad died. We're estranged. It's truly like a thing where it was like I had suspected maybe he was dead already. But then I got messages on Facebook, of all things, like, hey, I'm your brother and our dad's dying. He's dead. Yeah, so it was like, hey, so I met my brother and my sister that I've never met before, but via Facebook and phone calls. So it was also like, I don't know if I'm in a place for this right now, because it's like that plus the low ticket sales, and it's like,
no, cancel the goddamn show.
Probably do a different time, you
yeah,
know?
Why wow. not?
Mm. Kenise, that
I'm
is
so
sorry.
Heavy.
That's like,
it's okay.
I mean,
do you like your brother?
Yeah, what's the vibe?
It's just so... It's
strange.
They're strangers and we're yeah. so different. Like yeah. me and my identical twin sister had both like grew up in Charlotte, went to college together, did well in college, went to grad school, Patrice in Maryland, me in Boston, and like are really going after something.
What'd you go to grad school for?
Film production.
Oh, that rocks.
That is so dope. I want to ask you about that
Where
after
did you
you're
go?
Done.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boston University.
Oh my God, that's the best place to do
it. We got a Boston
best
guy.
I would
too.
Do it.
I think so. I legit think BU is better than Emerson for film production.
Whoa.
Because like everyone I know.
People are going to be, you're going to make enemies for that.
I know.
There's some
totally.
Emerson people out here. Okay.
I know. And I will say it to their face. I legit, because I think it's like,
where did you go again?
You have a lot more like space to roam. I feel like at Emerson, it's like everyone is like, I'm gonna be the next Tarantino, and
you're like, why do you want to be the next Tarantino?
I just want to learn how to do this. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's something nice there.
Okay,
where did you go? Sorry,
Northeastern.
Northeastern. But you also studied film, right? Yeah,
not the place to do that.
What?
Honestly, America is so all about the schools. It's not like that in Canada, so it's weird.
How? What is it like in Canada? I don't understand.
Well, people don't, it doesn't like, it's not a defining status thing as much. Oh. Like here, people say the name of their school and people are like, oh, I can place you in a hierarchy of like importance. And then, but like,
they really hammer that into you from like childhood.
Yeah. Yes. So then it's like a status thing. And it's also like, it's like the people you meet at your school, from what I'm understanding, can carry you into an incredible career. or if there's an opportunity, a job opportunity, if that potential boss sees where you went to school and also went there, you're probably going to get the job. Whereas where I'm from my experience, I'm sure there's other circles that are more American like this, but from where I was standing, nobody seemed to give a shit where you went to school.
Really?
Yeah, but maybe also, but you know what? Perhaps that's just because I didn't give a shit so hard that I made it a Canada thing.
Wait.
I will admit that.
Like, do you guys have like Ivies in this way? Like,
we have really good, there's like really McGill. Good, yeah, well, yeah, that's in Montreal, so I know. Yeah, I guess like, yeah, but I don't think anybody's shit's cooler because they went there. Yeah. And I don't know whether they feel that as well, too. I don't know. It's not the same. Here, it's like such a status.
You went to Harvard, people. You mentioned it all the fucking time.
I know. That's what I noticed. Like, even like one of my students, like she seemed insecure and she kept on talking about how she went to Harvard. And I was like, is it important that you keep saying that? And then I think I kind of called her up on that because I was just sort of like, let's get to the jokes, babe.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm like, we can make this a joke, but she was just kind of, I think she was just trying to get respect from the get-go or something. But I was like, no, this is like actually stand-up comedy. It's like a wonderful art form for slackers.
Yes.
And you know, I've been doing stand-up since I was 16, so perhaps that's just embedded in me as well.
That's very cool.
It is cool, for sure. But yeah, but so when I hear people talking about, I also really regret not studying film because I am genuinely so interested in it and I want to learn more. But then when I hear about Rachel's experience, I don't want to speak for you, but it's sort of like you found that you didn't find that it was an excellent learning experience.
No, not at Northeastern for film. Definitely not. Ooh, it's a business school. I really just should have done that because, oh my God, it would have been cool to know how to use Google Sheets. Whatever. But sorry, back here.
They have several YouTube, and I say this because I also did not major in business, and I've had to use Excel for work. Excel and Google Sheets have a lot of the same functionalities.
Yeah, I need to learn.
The way I'm out to lunch YouTube. With that stuff, like when an official business situation happens and somebody sends me something like that, I'm like, Rachel, and I like make you help me all the time. I'm like, am I doing this right? Because I'm like, who cares?
I have friends who will make like spreadsheets for fun to like organize like Taylor Swift song popularity or something, and I'm just like, so you guys really know how to use this?
This is like,
this would take me three weeks probably.
Jeez. I know. I literally use a physical notebook. Okay, can we go back to so you and your sister? This is you and your twin sister.
Yes,
you knew you guys. Y'all are super close. You had a really cool like trajectory in your life as far as you know education and being close with your mom, I'm guessing.
Yeah,
and then so you met these other siblings, and they've had a different route.
Yeah, they've had a different, like, they still live in, my dad is from South Carolina. I make fun of South Carolina all the time. They still live in South Carolina.
Okay.
They seem to be more religious than me and my sister. One of them has a kid. And so I feel like they care more about that stuff. And it's like, oh, we just fundamentally care about different things.
Totally.
Like,
different values.
Yeah.
Different values. Did they know about you?
I think they knew that I existed in the way that I knew that, like, nebulously out there, there were, my dad had other children, but I didn't know, like, there is a guy and he is this much older than you and this is his family and this is where they live and that stuff.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, what a surreal thing. Was it, how are you feeling right now?
Like, huh, okay, well.
Kind of a lot.
Yeah,
kind of a lot, but in the same breath, you're still just you.
Yes, exactly. Like, wow, I'm finding out a lot of information, and these things have changed in the last week, but my material circumstances have not changed.
Yeah.
I haven't figured out how to make this into a joke, which is honestly how I process things.
Yes.
But it's like, okay, so I had an estranged dad, and he died, but he wasn't even rich. Like,
this is like, what am I getting from this?
Yeah, like,
it's like, so why are you telling me he was estranged for a reason?
Yeah, you know? Like, if it would be, honestly, he could have made up for not being there for me with, like, $1 million.
Totally.
Something that, like,
supported your life in some way. Yeah,
but you mean I'm still poor and I now have a dead dad? Okay.
Totally. What?
It's like learning you have a different room in your home that's been boarded shut, and then you like you find somebody opens it up, and you're like, I don't need to go in there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
I don't know. Maybe that's a weird analogy.
I like the analogy. I'm like, yeah, I'm opening the door, and I'm like, huh, okay. Well, this room isn't. It's oddly shaped. I can't use it for anything.
Yeah, like, exactly. You're like, they don't build them like this anymore for a reason.
Yeah, they stopped. Okay, well, I guess now I know I have this room, and if I get a weird shaped thing that fits in here, then I'll
No one's making an ottoman like that.
Yeah.
I think that this is fresh, and I think that you're going to definitely make it into your act. I know you will make it into your act, and that is fully processing for a comedian. Wow. You're so interesting. That's so crazy. I mean, you're like, I'm just living.
Yeah. That's how I feel very much so that like, I woke up this morning and I was like, get out of bed. What are you in bed? You have things to do today.
Yeah.
And then I played a mobile game.
I love that. Which game are you playing? I love how you say mobile game. I like how you say that.
Right now? How do you say it?
I guess I don't know.
I don't really play games on my phone, but
I would say games on my phone, but I like how you say mobile game. It's just very official, and and I get it. And
because as opposed to a video game, which seems oddly cooler than my mobile game, like it'd be cooler if I was like, oh, I was on the
Xbox
or Switch, and I am part of whatever.
A community
they do
of
give
other-
them good names.
Like, yeah, and you're like, oh yeah, there's like championships. There's like I worked for technically a video game company, which was like cloud gaming, and now that doesn't exist, and it was bought by Walmart, and it was a whole thing. But I used to work with video gamers, and there's like a cachet to that. But this mobile gaming, no.
You do it. Yeah, you're like, I'm not one of you. Yeah, I'm one of me.
And it's Township.
Awesome.
Okay, is that kind of like where you build out a town?
Yep.
Okay.
Awesome.
So you farm, you sell your wares.
This is amazing.
You build.
That sounds really common.
Do you have to spend money on it?
I was playing Merge Mansion, okay? And I was spending money in Merge Mansion. And
that's how they do it.
I joined Merge Mansion because there was a commercial with Pedro Pascal.
Yes.
And I love Pedro Pascal. And it convinced me to do it.
That's so cute.
I enjoyed it. And I was like, okay, Pedro.
That girl from Inspector Ike.
What?
Right? Who? The girl from Inspector Ike.
Anna?
No.
Anna Fabrega?
No, the girl who's like she's got kind of like gray streaks in her hair.
Ooh.
I have no idea who she is, but she's in the Merge Mansion commercials too.
Yeah.
She's the girl who's like grandma ran away.
Yeah.
Okay,
I like downloaded it, and every time I tried to play, I like got so bored. I almost like, but I also never paid money, and I think if I'd gotten to that part,
if you pay money,
that's where
then
it gets
it's
fun.
Like things happen a little bit faster.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Kanis, this is actual money on something that truly does not matter.
Totally.
And like, yes, it's nice to veg it on your couch, but there's probably a free way to do this.
Yeah.
In Township, there are ways to spend money, but if like while you're waiting for the crops to grow.
Okay, I'm loving this detail.
the mine to do this and the sugar factory to process sugar cubes, while you're waiting for all that, there's like other games that you can be playing. So like merge games and so it's like there's things within it so that you can continually find things to do without spending money. And that's what I like about game.
Yeah, you just gotta have a little of ingenuity and you're on your way.
Yes.
Wow, that's so cool.
It's so dorky, but truly like I did my little things and I was like, well, I have to wait 45 minutes for this, so I will go eat a banana, so I will go take a shower, so I will go do this, and then I come back to it.
Oh, you have to wait for things, okay, take it to a certain level, so then then you put in your like life things that you gotta do. I gotta go eat a banana, have a shower.
Yes.
And then I'll be able to look at my cubes. Okay, that is so cute.
It's so stupid, but it is like,
and then it's part of the game.
Yeah,
I think that's really nice.
And like, oh, you've got to send these things off on a train, but the train's not gonna be back for an hour and a half. It's like, okay, I guess I'll do some stupid real life work for an hour and a half until this fucking train gets back.
Wait, hold
this
on.
Is really nice.
Wow, in a way, it keeps you focused on other things you gotta get done.
I think it's awesome.
What's that style of
Pomodoro?
Pomodoro.
Yes, the tomato, the timer. Yes.
A billion percent.
Wow.
Have you read 4,000 Weeks?
Now, what's that?
Oh my gosh. If you, like, the fact that you, off the top of your head, were like, it's Pomodoro, means that you might like this book. It's a book that I love that I've been recommending to everybody. It's very popular, so my recommendation is, like, a very small part of it. Okay. 4,000 Weeks, written by Oliver Berkman. He was, like, a efficiency junkie. Like, well, let me think of ways to do this. But now he's like, whoa. All right. 4,000 weeks is the average span of a human life. So it's about 80 years, right? And it's the subtitle is Time Management for Mortals. So it's really about like different ways people have perceived time over time.
Oh my God. Wow.
How he's tried to be efficient, different things that have worked and haven't. But also we should be focusing less on doing all these things for some future benefit, but more for like, how do we enjoy spending our time?
Yes, yes. It's all about the present moment. Okay, this sounds interesting.
Give it a read. Or I listen to the audiobook. Awesome. I'm going to be honest.
That's fine.
So,
do what I like about an audiobook is I can walk around
exactly
while I'm listening.
It's like a long podcast that makes me feel smarter.
Yeah. Okay, I'm in. I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
Especially when it's like not self-helpy, like not like, you got this, girl. It's more just like, here's what I think.
Yes.
Yeah, some good habits or different ways of looking at stuff.
Yeah,
I love when my my perspective gets changed on space and time. Those are moments when I'm like, all right.
I think you guys should both listen to this book and give it a shot.
That sounds great. Also, I have like ADHD, which like one of the biggest things is like time blindness or whatever. And so maybe it would be nice to recontextualize it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome. This morning I didn't get out of bed because I was having such a good dream.
Ooh.
And so I didn't want it to end.
Yeah, tell us about the dream. That's
it was just like a sexy dream. But it wasn't like fucking. It was like someone was just like so obsessed with me and was just like braiding my hair and like it was just so nice.
Ooh.
And like I was in such a beautiful place. It was like somewhere really like green and lush. And I was like, I do not want to leave this.
Yeah.
It felt so good. And we had like a little secret thing going on like upstairs while we were at like a wedding or something.
Oh, that sounds ideal.
And so I was
ideal.
Like, this is awesome. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, last night I had a whole pizza. And I felt so sick. Whenever we live. Last night I did something, and sorry to say, I had Taco Bell, and then I was still hungry, so
why did you say sorry to say, and then you said I had Taco Bell?
Well, it keeps getting crazier.
Okay.
Because then I met up with my friend.
Buckle up.
I was like, why?
Jordan DeFilippo, and I got a meatball sub after the Taco Bell, and then when I got home, I was like, I'm still kind of hungry, and so I got a full Domino's pizza. I'm like, and then afterwards, I wasn't even that full. Like, I literally was
I feel
like a machine.
What,
can I tell you?
What was that, the range of time? Because you're saying this.
Like, I would say like 2 hours in between each thing.
Okay.
Which is not that long,
I guess.
I've been absolutely like so hungry. Ravenous is the word. I've been feeling that way lately too. I'm like, every time I eat, I'm like, yum, yum, yum. And I'm like, whoa, like I can't eat fast enough and I'm so happy. And it's like, I could keep going forever. I don't know whether it's a winter thing or.
I think winter thing, yeah.
Also, Hallie Haas would say, I'm definitely not getting enough protein.
Okay.
She's like, she's like,
wait, who?
Hallie Haas.
Who's that?
She's one of my friends, one of our friends. She lives on the other side. You live up there. She lives over there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
She's a really, really cool, funny person as well. But who's also in the arts.
Okay.
But she's her big diagnosis for me was that I'm always ravenous because I don't get enough protein, and protein is what satisfies your hunger. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, maybe you're right. But I don't really do enough protein to test it out. you know what I mean?
Well, what do you eat?
Well, yesterday I got my protein from. Hemp hearts that were in my salad.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it wasn't enough. But then I eat mostly vegetarian. I just started eating meat again since an acupuncturist. I've already kind of said this on the podcast 40 times, so I'm going to chill out on it. But like basically the quick version is that an old lady acupuncturist told me I had to eat meat once a week or else my reproductive organs were going to age rapidly. And so that had me freaking on.
Whoa.
Getting like steak.
That's intense.
Immediately. Yeah. I'm like, I'll do whatever she says. How about you? What do you eat?
So I am not a vegetarian, and I know that I should be.
No.
You do whatever you want.
But I am trying to get away from chicken, pork, beef, and eat more fish.
Yeah.
And canned fish is also a really convenient way to like get the protein. It's shelf stable for a long time, so I can just like buy a bunch of it if it's on sale and then put it in and then throw it in a salad or throw it in a sandwich.
I wish I was rich because I want to get Fishwife. You know that stuff?
Yeah.
What's Fishwife?
It's like these really like beautiful, expensive tins of like marinated fish. And I know the girl, I met the girl. It's a friend of a friend. She owns the company. She's a writer. And then during the, like a comedy writer. And then during the pandemic, she started the side business called Fishwife. And it's like, yeah, it's like $30 for a can or whatever.
So I won't spend that much.
maybe it's like $15. It's a lot, but it's yummy.
I was at Westside Market the other day and I literally took a video because there were 17 different types of tuna salads. And my friend Zach Schiffman loves tuna salads. So I sent him this
across.
I was like, here's your ideas for the next 3 years. Wow. It was so awesome. You can do legit anything. Also, sorry, I have to mention, yesterday I had the most amazing thing. Starbucks has, and I'm sorry, I know we're supposed to be boycotting, but I legit forgot. And it has
You're so cute.
Amazing oleata.
What it's got oleata?
Olive oil in it. It is such a bizarre flavor.
It's an olive
they made
oil.
It up.
Is it an olive oil latte?
It's an olive oil latte.
Okay, I've had olive oil coffee before.
I've had olive oil ice cream.
It was fire.
It was fire? What was it like?
Just tasted like pasta. It was amazing.
And you drank it.
And I'll do
pasta.
It again. And I'll do it again.
Well, olive oil is good for you. It's really good for your skin, your hair, your nails.
It was a crazy thing to get, but I never go to start. I just was next to my therapist and I was so tired and I was like, what's the deal? And I go in there and they're all wearing the oleata aprons.
Well, is
and
there
they're like,
espresso?
We just got it in today. There's a shaken espresso with oleata foam on top.
Ooh.
Don't get me started. And toffee nut. And
okay,
so the girl said you should get that one, but I got the latte and I understand because it was unsweetened. And so it was just like pure olive oil drink.
Yeah.
But tomorrow whenever I get the next one, I'll get the shaken one because who knows? It could be amazing.
Yeah.
It was a really interesting experience.
You always select something cool to get.
Well, I just think if there's a strange thing on the menu, why not try it out?
Yeah.
Fair.
And I've always got $5 for an experiment. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which is maybe stupid.
No.
But sometimes it's so cool.
I like you know how to live a little, I'd say. It's these tiny little things. Like when I had a show at a Club Coming the other day, Rach was like, oh, if you want a treat after, there's a really good churro place near there. And I'm
it's a fake. Everyone thinks it's a front, El Churro. It's on like 2nd Avenue and whatever goes that way.
Uh-huh.
And it looks fake. It's like on the corner and it's pretty big. And like there's pretty much never anyone in it. But it is amazing. You get 3 churros, which is too many. And then a huge cup of chocolate, like melted chocolate. And you dunk and it is phenomenal. They also have like flavors like if you want a cool ranch and then you obviously don't get the chocolate.
Yeah.
Or you can get a hot chocolate that's just like melted chocolate. It's like heaven. Ooh. And everyone is making little jokes about it online, but me and the tourists know it's the best place in the world.
Okay, I'll try it out.
You've
I like churros.
Get in there.
I'm like, when's the next time I'm in Manhattan?
Whenever you do
thing.
Like a Club Coming show or okay. like what's
I never
the other
do,
place?
Who books
Gamma
who books
Lounge?
I'll send you a couple of the ones that I go that I it's like different producers for different shows, but I'll send it to you just so you can check out the churros place, have an excuse to be near there.
And a lot of 22 year olds with shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. That's basically the vibe.
Over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's basically the vibe.
I
love begging them for a stage time.
Yeah.
I love it.
Interesting.
It's so fun.
Fascinating.
That's so cool. So on this podcast, we ask what totally rocks, who's out to lunch. Is there anything that totally rocks for you these days?
Besides this mobile game. Damn it.
Oh, no. Actually, no, you said it. That is good.
It is. I like it. And it is like I did get up this morning and I did.
I think it's an amazing force of good in your life.
Yeah, actually, maybe I should be doing that too.
Also, I think it's amazing that you were able to be like,
Merge Mansion.
Merge Mansion is not the right vibe for me.
Wasn't the right
I've
fit.
I've got to do this.
Goldilocks. Like, we got Goldilocks over here.
Because I don't have that kind of strength. Like, if I start paying for, like, I did Dragonvale when I was in, like, 12th or, like, 10th grade.
Yeah.
And I spent maybe $300 on a game.
Oh, no,
like,
really?
I was having so much fun, and I was just like, I need my eggs to hatch faster.
Yeah.
And, all I had was $300 from, like, working at the yacht club. And then it was gone, and I was like, it was worth it because I had the time of my life. No, it was not, Rachel, you stupid girl. You could have bought one pair of shoes. Anyway, I think it's amazing that
memories.
You have the strength.
You don't. You wouldn't still have those shoes.
You talked about being a millennial before. Were you a Tamagotchi kid? Or
yeah.
Yes. You like that?
I did get a Tamagotchi.
Really? I never had one. Was
I had
fun?
One and it died several times. I just remember it dying a lot. And it was also like, I think one of my first experiences with, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
We all doing this thing?
Yeah. You're like, hold the phone. Everyone, this isn't real. Yeah, why are we doing this?
Why are we acting like this is, like, I think trend-based things now I'm very wary of. Like, everyone's like, you got to get this new thermos or this Stanley cup
Give
or something.
Give me a break.
Bless
That thing is crazy.
I just don't understand. I'm like,
$45 for a cup?
Yeah, I have a Stanley thermos, old school one.
That's the, what is this? Tell me.
It's a big mug.
It's like a tumbler mug.
Yeah.
And why are people so into it?
I'm sorry. It has a straw.
I love that answer. Why are people so into it?
It has a straw.
I literally think
and
that's
it. And how are people, is that coming with a pipe cleaner to clean it or what?
It better.
I hope
so. If you're charging me $45 bucks or.
I wish I invented it.
Why are people loving it? It actually looks like a dork machine item to me.
I went to Michael's. I got a, because if you were having an event, they like sell just plain, no indication of what it is on it. And it's a cup and it has a lid that screws in and a straw that sticks into it. And you can, it keeps liquids cold and I can walk around and it looks essentially like a Starbucks cup, but it's like just reusable. And I'm like, I like this. And it cost me like $7.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So go to Michael's, get yourself a non-branded thing. And if you have a marker, you can make it your own or you can leave it like me. I guess I'm normcore in this way where I'm like, just white, no labels, nothing's on it.
I love when things are plain. Also, I love threatening to go to Michael's. I never actually go.
It's so fun there.
I love going to Michael's.
As we approach any sort of holiday season, we kind of live in a fantasy for a bit where we're going to decorate like crazy, make crafts, and nothing ever pans out. But I love going, next week we'll go to Michael's. It's my favorite thing.
Or something on the internet, like a necklace, and I'm like, I could make that really easy, and then I go to Michael's and I like spend so much money and then I never make it, and I'm like, it's just sitting there waiting to be made, and yep. I'm like, I'm not like an artist like that. Yeah. Like I just don't like care enough really or need a necklace like
you
that.
You do have lots of fun supplies. It's almost, I think that you
crafting party.
Yeah,
I also have,
oh my god,
I have a bunch of supplies.
This is awesome. Let's do it.
Oh my god, I was like, we live so close. Like, let's crafting
every time I need something really strange. I'm like, Rachel, do you have it? And she's like, yes. She always has everything.
Her pliers, whatever.
Yeah, any sort of like strange pliers or some sort of tape. Link or they, all the tapes you could need. She has all the different tapes.
The washi tapes, like the little
that's
decorative.
Crucial.
All of it. It's crazy. Or ribbons. I needed ribbons once and she pulled out like this box full of all
these different.
Every
time I go home to Maine, Walmart like beckons me like a siren off my boat and I'm like drowning in the water like feeling like total bliss. But they have so much ribbon there and it's all $1. I'm like,
sure, okay.
Get a bunch of this.
That's so baller.
Also at Stella Dallas in Williamsburg, they have like old ribbons if you've ever been there.
No, tell me about what's that place?
Stella Dallas?
Yes. Oh my God. It's right off the Metropolitan/Lorimer stop.
Yeah.
And if you go, it's like kind of, you go under that bridge and head towards Bedford Ave.
Yep.
But you stop at this like little place and there's 10-foot single and then there's Stella Dallas. And Stella Dallas is more like upscale, more expensive and usually older and more fragile. And then 10-foot single is like a lot of 80s stuff, frankly. Like I think it like hasn't really caught up to like what vintage people are actually buying. But there is
still
stuff
there. Are they buying
90s
stuff now?
Yeah, yes,
it like 90s. Isn't really, they haven't like caught up at all to that.
Okay.
Like I think it's like they don't have like control over what they get. I think it's like a similar thing to L-Train Vintage where it's like consigned or they don't like buy it off people. They like, or they don't buy it from a place. They just, or a place delivers it.
Yeah.
And so they just get like a bunch of fur coats, a bunch of this, a bunch of like windbreakers, et cetera. Anyway. And it's a little more expensive than L-Train, but a little less expensive than a lot of the vintage stores.
Yeah.
And in the back, they have really good, like, army stuff and, like, men's clothing, which has all the best stuff.
Yeah.
And then next door, there's, like, amazing. It's, like, stunning. It's where a lot of, like, costume designers go because they have so much, like, really old stuff that's in, like, amazing condition.
Yeah.
And so they also have a bunch of, like, fabrics that are dead stock that have never been used that are from, like, the 70s.
Ooh.
And ribbons and, like, buttons. It's
that
honestly,
makes me want to learn how to sew. Do you guys know how to sew?
Dude,
I can do basic.
Yeah, I guess so.
I can't do anything.
You
can. I used to sew a lot.
I can do like hand sewing, but like I want to use a sewing machine.
Yeah, you can borrow mine and figure it out.
Honestly,
oh, seriously, I haven't used that thing since I moved here. You like can take it today and like bring it back in 3 weeks. I will not remember.
Also, it's like really good to borrow that kind of stuff. Like when people are like, I want to get into juicing. It's like, I remember saying that once and this girl was like, just go on, like just ask publicly if somebody has a juicer you can borrow. Because
most people,
most people own one and don't use it.
because everyone did that. Everyone went out and
we
got
have one in
supplies.
Our cupboard too.
Jesus Christ!
So yeah, get on that buy nothing group if you want to try out a
honestly,
new skill.
The way my wheels are turning and whirling because I have all this stuff to put on buy nothing. I just want people to have it because it's like whatever.
Yeah, clear out space, but also participate in the community and also see if there's something that you like. Sometimes
want.
It's closed. Sometimes
I know
it's-
I want an interesting lamp for this corner, and my dream is that it's This might sound weird, but I want like a strange like a folk art lamp, which means like somebody made it themselves. Mm-hmm. That's out of many strange shells.
Okay.
And like has a beautiful lamp. It's a bit of a scene. Like I want a bit of a diorama that happens to be a lamp.
Isn't a diorama that happens to be a lamp, but the diorama is made out of shells.
This is what I'm sort of imagining.
We can make that.
Will we is the question.
We
but
can
yeah,
get
we
a
could.
Lamp and glue shells on it.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. All right, guys. Well,
all right,
sorry.
We have to have a crafting day.
Yes, oh my God, I can't wait.
Let's get it on the absolute cal.
Hell yeah.
We need to. I think it's February 1st right now when we're recording, so we still are in winter. It's important for us to do these activities
yes.
so that way none of us get so depressed that we die.
Yeah.
So I'd love that.
Hell yeah.
Kenise Mobley, you freaking rock my
the
world.
Best ever.
Thanks
you
for being
so
here.
You guys are so nice, and it really feels very validating. Thank you very much.
You're so
thanks
wonderful.
For
thanks
over.
For coming.
Oh
thanks for sharing. Thanks for all the hot tips along the way.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Is there anything we can tell our listeners where to find you or what's coming up?
Yes. Okay, so it's Kenise Mobley on all the socials, and my website is Kenise Mobley, so that's KeniseMobley. And yeah, let's
dot org,
craft
I'm guessing.
It's the cutest name. Awesome. Thank all you right. so much, Kenise.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.